into our Lead SA slot. Now, Lead SA, if you don't know about Lead SA, it's an opportunity for you as the listener out there to give us an opportunity to share somebody who's doing special things in your community. So each month, Lead SA asks you to nominate someone who is doing exceptional work in their community. By sharing these stories with you, we hope that fellow South Africans will be inspired and become active members of society in their own communities, which is so important for you, because very, very often we jump to Facebook and we always, we point those figures. Those fingers can very, very quickly be pointed elsewhere instead of pointing those fingers at ourselves. But today we'll be shining the spotlight on mentorship and motivation, particularly for women. Helper Girl ZA founder Alexandra van Rutt joins me in studio right now to chat about this particular program. Alexandra, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Where and when did this journey of yours begin?
I think the concept for Helper Girl started around almost 7 years ago now, if not longer, when my now hubby and I started courting and getting to know each other. We got it talking about where we're from and which areas we live in. So he's from Alsace River, I'm from Lotus River. And so there was a kind of relatability to, you know, growing up and the kind of circumstances we were exposed to. And we got to speaking about, you know, our young women who don't have the opportunities to kind of get out of that community, to kind of, you know, have opportunities for education or jobs or skills training, etc. So, yeah, it's been a long time coming. And then about, I think, the end of last year, driving home from work, we saw this this news post on one of the flagpoles about contributions to the PIC. And, you know, kind of the difference in who's contributing what and the amount. And we had a discussion about, okay, so what are we going to do to make sure that disadvantaged people can contribute more to the PIC in terms of financials, etc. And so we decided, okay, let's start building this platform that allows young women the opportunity to, you know, kind of to reintroduce themselves to themselves and give them the platform to learn and to workshop and to network with people and specifically women who can introduce them to industries that they weren't aware of. So journalism, etc.
Yeah. A number of people who grow up in the township areas and who are in the township areas don't know sometimes that the structures of the township and it's still a very patriarchal structure in the township when you grow up there. So I think your vision is a celebration of women celebrating themselves. And yes. I think this is the key to it, not other people wanting to celebrate women or men standing on a street corner screaming about women's rights and so on.
Definitely.
But women actually celebrating themselves.
Yeah, definitely. And kind of empowering themselves if we talk about factions, I say, from kind of empowering themselves from the inside. And by that I mean, you know, a lot of the time we are so competitive with one another, and that is generational and patriarchal, you know, societal inputs, you know. And so kind of just getting to the platform where we can say, let's celebrate each other and celebrate what we are doing. Let's help each other create a supportive and safe space where we can build, where we can create, where we can further our individual paths collectively.
Yeah. Women are quite quick to judge themselves and also to judge other women, as a matter of fact. And why is it so important for you to sort of take that idea and turn that idea on its head?
I think as a woman who's gone through, you know, insecurities and infighting, etc., creating a safe space where specifically our women from the Cape Flats can come together and share their hurts and their traumas and, you know, kind of heal together in one space. A lot of it also stems back to not acknowledging or kind of forgetting the power that we wield.
Yes.
A lot of it I mean, if we look back at community building and social development, women are the substructure of that. They are the fundamentals. If we think about, you know, mothers sorting out their households, getting their children to Sunday school or to Muslim school, or, you know, getting them to sports or whatever, we have the power to build communities and to effect change in that way.
Hmm. Chatting to Alexandra van Ruut, the founder at Help a Girl, Help a Girl ZA, and we're chatting about women empowering themselves and women actually getting to a position and a point where you need to celebrate yourself as a woman. How does mentorship, motivation, and knowledge sharing help you activate those girls in women and especially younger girls?
When we look at young women specifically, it gives them options. It opens them up to options. And by introducing them to women who've been through the ranks, they are able to share their stories. And most of the time, it's women who come from their communities, who've gone through traumas similar to theirs. And so there's a relatability, there's a,
connection.
Mm. and that's how we build relationships. That's how we kind of create a support structure where, okay, yes, I'm having this kind of issue. How can you help me overcome this? Who do I speak to if I can't speak to you today? You know, that kind of thing. Building relationships, building opportunities to grow from.
Mm. Chatting to Alexandra van Ruut this afternoon, and we're chatting about, helping a girl, and she's one of our lead SA people who've been nominated for this particular month. The big thing and the big problem is that we've got so many amazing women out there, all over, whether it is whatever suburb these women live in. But the problem is that they don't have access to opportunities that would actually sort of catapult them into future planned endeavors. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, when women go into a small business, they battle to actually get that off the ground. How does your organization sort of assist with this?
So we have what we call girl dates. And basically it's threefold. So essentially it's a way to kind of come together and contribute to women-owned and women-run organizations that also give back to the community, which is also a way of creating awareness of these organizations. And so the women who do attend our events, or even if they can't make it, but they can contribute, we would say, okay, so this is what this organization needs for this event, and this is what you can contribute. Mm. So, and we want to know where our donations are going to. And when you come to the event, you hear about what the organization does, where they're situated, who they help. And so essentially you get to see where you give back as well. And then secondly, it is a safe space. It is a space where you can come and, you know, kind of just let go a bit and relate to other women, you know, kind of do a collective introspection. Mm. And then thirdly, supporting women-owned businesses is a big part of what we do. So each event, we have at least 5 to 6 vendors, or we put an invite out to 5 to 6 vendors, and they come up there and they have their stalls up, and the attendees get to, you know, shop around. And we encourage whoever comes to our events, or whether you're just following our page, share these small business pages, even if it's a like or a heart, or, you know, share it, give them exposure so that they can grow, so that they can empower themselves financially, so that they can empower their communities at the end of the day.
And the thing is, actually supporting and buying locally is so extremely important. You can walk into a shop and buy a lovely birthday cake.
Yes, definitely.
But, you know, Fadila around the corner also bakes a fantastic cake, which you'll pay 200 Rand less. Mm-hmm. And why are you not supporting them? Have you seen those kind of opportunities arise?
I think we're definitely shifting to supporting local, and especially supporting local women-owned businesses. Mm. The importance is, like you mentioned, we can go to a retail store and we can give them our money, but it's not going to stay local. by supporting local, we keep our money local, and that's how it grows our GDP. Mm. So essentially supporting local businesses and women-owned businesses is, you know, what everybody should be leaning towards.
I would like, for instance, to have smaller businesses and small businesses coming out of the communities and for them to actually really have access to big business. Let's say, for instance, that you've got a Pick and Pay or a Checkers or a ShopRite or something, coming within that community and saying, who are the people who are doing local things, making biscuits in this community, making cakes in this community, making bars of soaps in this community, doing cupcakes and stuff, and inviting those people into the business structure. And you know that you don't have this structure of we big business will only deal with big business to get that social responsibility out there. Definitely. How many women do you estimate you affect and reach each month?
Across our social networks, Instagram and Facebook collectively, I think we've got a following of about 1,700 people, and 95% of that is women, with a reach of about 2,500 to 4,000 people on a monthly basis. Mm. Month to month, we see about between 60 and 80 girls at our workshops. And I think, personally, the impact of that is humongous. Besides the fact that these girls get the content from our workshops and they're guided in that way, I think they appreciate much more the fact that someone cares about them, that someone wants to come out and spend time with them, and that cares that they exist and that they can, you know, be
just
better.
Just a sense of belonging, eh?
Exactly. It's a simple thing that, you know, if you're used to being taken care of, then you're going to take it for granted. But someone who doesn't have parents or has a strained relationship with their parents, they're going to appreciate you coming there and spending an hour, you know, every second week or once a month.
What sort of changes have you seen in the lives of these women that you interact with? What does it bring to them? I suppose a bit of integrity, self-respect.
Yes, definitely.
And a job is such an essential thing.
Or even just an opportunity to be included in the job market. But I think essentially it's about having a sense of hope, you know, giving them a sensibility that where they are right now is they're not going to stay there forever. And maybe in 6 months' time, in a year's time, they'll have an opportunity to go for an interview. They'll have an opportunity to go wine tasting if they so wish in Durbanville or wherever it is that they want to. Mm. It's broadening their horizons. And when speaking to them about that, you just see their eyes light up. It's something that they long for, something that they've never had the experience of. And so just creating that hope and that sense of belonging.
No, and the thing is, how does the city get involved, or does the city at all get involved, and you know, and give you any kind of support in terms of, because the difficult thing about about a small business is going through the red tape of applying for that certificate of acceptance, supplying for the business permit. It actually doesn't cost a lot. It costs 10 rand or 20 rand at the city council, but are they assisting you? Do they come to you and say, yeah, go and see Mr. Barnes, he'll help you?
There's a lot of red tape. Unfortunately, I've not yet had dealings with the city of Cape Town, so I can't really respond on that. But yes, there is a lot of red tape for NPOs. There's a lot of things that you need to tick off a list. And we're very open about if you do want to start a business, come and speak to us, email us or inbox us, and we'll have a conversation with you about the steps to follow. There are other routes. There's the do-it-yourself routes. You can speak to other companies who register businesses for you. But essentially, it's something that you don't need to pay for.
Yeah. And where do people get hold of you, and where can they find, get the pages and come and support you with this?
Cool. So we are on Facebook and Instagram at HelperGirlHelperGirlZA. We are also on LinkedIn. If you want to email us about assisting us in any way, maybe facilitating one of our workshops, you can email me at hello@helpergirlhelpergirl.co.za. And then also any kind of donations, whether it's stationery or monetary, pop us an email and we'll see where we can collect, or, you know, meet up for coffee and, you know.
And where's the next event?
Our next event is on the 10th of August. It will be held in Kales River. And we'll be posting all of the information on our social media pages by the end of this month.
There we go. And that is Alexander van Ruit, the founder at helpagirl.za. And you can get all the details from them at helpagirl.za. That is the Facebook page and also the website. And, you know, all the details are there. Thanks so much for spending the afternoon with us. And awesome. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you for having me.